I really don't have any problem with it. You know, not this. Times have changed, haven't they? That's my belief. But if you'd have asked me that like a couple of years ago, I would have been probably in the street.
You would have been out protesting.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. But is it an issue today? I don't think so. I don't think so. You know, times, I'd say times have changed.
I don't see any point for coming over here.
Why not?
Well, I mean, we can be all sworn in, but what does she want to come over for? What advice has she got for us? Or what can she support and give us? So I don't like, I mean, who does Mary McAlee think she is to invite her over? She didn't ask the people of Ireland. I mean, she still has six of our best counties, and she expects us then to bring her up, come over here and glorify her to come over. I don't think so. I really am against her, seriously. Because the taxpayers will have to fund the bill, and we haven't got it. There's, the government is going to cost millions. Many million would you say for her to come over? About two. And they're taking our social welfare off, isn't they? Putting the money into her? No, I don't think so.
You know, I don't see why she shouldn't come over at this stage. It's been, you know, it's been a long time since what everyone is complaining about happened. I think it's time to move on and you know, be progressive from now on. I think hopefully it'll be a good visit and good, only good things will come of it. Like, there's so much more important things to worry about and make a fuss over than the Queen coming over for a visit. You know, I think if you're getting a big hang-up about the Queen coming over, something might be something that you need to look at yourself, you know, and really see where your, I don't know, where your opinions lie and where your priorities are, I guess.
I don't really care, to be honest about it. I mean, times have changed, haven't they, compared to years ago. Other than that, I couldn't care less. I mean, I'll just get me suit cleaned, that's all.
So you'll go and see her, you will?
Well, I don't have a problem with the woman, you know. She should have came years ago. But unfortunately, the circumstances we were under, with the troubles up the north and the, you know, stopped all that. But no, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, everyone else comes here, don't they? I mean, well, they're coming in from everywhere, you know. So why not?
What about yourself?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it either. We've more to be worrying about than the Queen coming over at the moment. Like, personally now, if it helps the country, bring welcome her over with open arms. But if more to worry about than, you know, the royal family coming over here,
yeah.
There's jobs, things like that, you know.
It might be good for the country, but it couldn't be any worse than that government we lost, and you can record that, I don't care, really, because they took our bonus office and everything. No, I don't mind the Queen coming, she can come to the tea to me if she likes.
You put the tea on for her, will you?
I actually have a set of china, 40 years, so I'd have that out for her.
Well, I think people have worked so hard over the years to find peace, I suppose, with themselves up the north, like, and a lot of people here, especially my generation, like, you know, wouldn't have seen the worst of what happened, like, you know, up the north. So I think it's time, like, now that things are kind of, you know, generally a bit better off, tensions aren't as, like, I know people still, obviously there are still tensions there, but especially here in the Republic, like, you know, we are starting to get along a lot better. So I think it's, you know, it's, wouldn't be such a big deal anymore, you know.
Fair play for, I'm delighted she's coming. She's kept my granddad alive with his pension. I'm over the moon, she's coming. Don't have a problem with her coming.
What do you think about Queen Elizabeth coming to Dublin?
Yeah, I've no problem with that. Yeah, no problem at all. I think it would be good for the city, yeah. It's time to move on. So I think people just want to move on from the bad old days, you know, and onwards and upwards.
It's a sign of our maturity. The relations between the two islands were very close. They should be good. And we're so genetically mixed as well. I mean, the Queen can trace her ancestry back to Brian Boru. On both sides of her family. And if you look at the people in England, so many of them are Irish. I mean, there's a huge number of people of Irish extraction over there. It's part of our Irish personality. We have unique characteristics. And I mean, the fulcher, the welcome of Ireland. We're a courteous people. We know how to behave. We can hold our heads up with any nation or race of people on the earth. I have to say I'm proud today to be Irish. We took on the British at their own game, cricket. Wasn't that fantastic?